compositions morphed into a well-known popular song. I have another example coming up. This tune, recorded in 1940, had as its original title, Never No Lament. Several soloists shine, and alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges is prominently featured. Yes, that's right. You recognize that Never No Lament, with lyrics added by Bob Russell, became a very popular song with a new title, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. There's been some fairly serious music on today's program thus far, so let's finish up with a lighthearted number from an LP that Duke Ellington put out featuring all the songs from Mary Poppins. He and the band have fun playing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Don't ask me to say that title again. Thank you. That was Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. When we think of composers, the names of Berlin, Porter, and Gershwin pop up. Let's add the name of Duke Ellington to that distinguished list. Next week, we are going to visit a desert island to find out what melodies the island's sole occupant wishes he had with him. Tune in and go swinging down the lane with David Miller.
Who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
It's the best of the golden age of radio.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base!
Hi, this is Craig Roberts. Join me along with Bud Abbott, Lou Costello, and all your favorites for Yesteryear, the best of the golden age of radio. Sunday mornings at 10 and Monday nights at 9 on Memories 89.1 KCEA.
When my dream boat